Hello.
Mr. President.
Yeah. I have dictated some sort of a rough draft of a somewhat different approach. It picks up some of your stuff, but puts it in a different context in terms of I want to get a little bit more on the peace issue in it. And also it picks up some other lines that I've used in the past. And she'll have it done in about a half hour. I would like for you to take it and then see what you get down in terms of time. Now, I understand that I have 12 minutes, so we're really talking about 1,500 words, 1,400 to 1,500 words. So it doesn't have to be that long, but
yes, sir.
It can't be over 1,500. And this is not something I want it left. I want it left pretty much in the same tempo and so forth as it is, because it fit my style.
But it essentially needs to be smoothed out and polished.
Well, there needs smoothing and polishing, and you may find some of the other material that you've used during Sapphire Draft a quarter or two that's good. Oh, one thing that I want to do, I like to, what I am a great believer in is that when you have something good, a good line, it should be repeated exactly as it had been said. You know, we always assume, well, gee, this isn't news for the press, but we're not going to put this out to the press. See, this is just going to be done for the television audience.
Yes.
That's why I may decide to pick up the anecdote that I used for the close that I used at the JC's.
John Brown?
Yes, which I think could well fit the beautiful country thing, you know.
Exactly.
But you can see, and I'm also picking up something that this child, an 18-year-old valedictorian at a high school, made a little talk, and I'm picking up her quote, and I'm using your business about the unfinished picture.
I thought that was an interesting point.
Well, I think it's the idea that each of us can do it. It's something that can do. But I think you can see how the unfinished picture would work with the close of the John Brown Act, because you remember the way I closed it. I said that at a time when we're in America, that this is a beautiful country and we all have the opportunity to make it more beautiful, or something like that, you know, or something like that.
Right.
Oh, one other quote that I did not get in that I want you to find. I think it was used in the first State of the Union, where I said, it's a very good one, Ray Price developed, and I want to use exactly as it is, where I talk about opportunity, where we cannot realize the American dream until each American has a chance to realize it in his own life. Something like that. Just find that quote and work it in someplace.
Sure.
Because I think it's a pretty good one. You see, the thing about that is that generally speaking, in the whole speech writing deal, I know that we always have a tendency to think we've got to have something new and we can't repeat anything for fear the press has heard it before. We're not talking to the press, you see. When you're talking on television, you're just talking to the country. They haven't heard it before, and if they have, they've forgotten it. You see what I mean?
Yes, sir. And if you've got it, and if it works, you might as well use it again.
If you've got a good line, you've got to keep repeating it so that people will, you know, they'll finally get it into consciousness. You've got to drum it in.
Right.
You'll find this, and you'll see what I'm trying to get at when it comes over. So if you would work on that, let's see, what time is it now? 5:30?
Yes, sir.
Maybe I'll be here, say, 5:36, about 9 o'clock. You'll get it by 6.
Mm-hmm.
And could you have something by 9?
Yes, sir, I certainly can.
3 hours. I don't think you may have it sooner than that, but you'll see what I'm trying to get at. And then we can polish and change around and so forth and so on, because I'm going to deliver it. I'm going to read and to a certain extent ad lib a bit, but you will be
using the notes, the text.
Well, I'll be using the text, and I may just read the text, but I will. Since it will be in my own lingo to a certain extent, I won't have to look at it too much. You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So that's what I'm thinking of presently, rather than, and I was even thinking of that, or just. just going on and winging it, except the time factor is so tight tonight that I'm not sure that I want to bother trying to get it down to 12 minutes.
Well,
I'm really not interested too much in saying anything. The only real news out of this, I declare, is in the prologue, which it says, I declare this to be the bicentennial era, you know.
Yes, sir.
And so I am. What is differing in here is that desire goes for the era, where I say, I talk about peace first. Our first goal is peace, and then we've got to lead in order to provide it. You talk about the goals at home, and you know, in the material sense, and then the fact that my old theme that isn't enough. You got to have a little spirit too, and that the spirit needs to be yak, you know, a little of that.
Yes, sir.
And I come on with this child, and so forth. Fair enough.
Well, I'll have something back to you at 9 then, and ready to work it over further.
I'll have Rose run this off. As I said, this is very rough because I've been a little busy today, and I want to just. I think maybe you can take it and see what you can do with it, but leave it pretty much in the, as I say, try to get it in the same tempo and so forth, in the same organization, because the organization to me is important, but and if some of it doesn't fit, I so indicate, okay?
Yes, sir.
And if you want to add something, if you think of something that's, I mean, look through all the stuff you've got, including the stuff you did on the American Spirit things. I read through that, and you may find a line or two there that you'd prefer over what we've got, and you can, and, you know, change around a little. All right?
Yes, sir. And I'll have it back to you at 9 then.
Fine.
Thank you.
Bye.